Hey, Sherry, welcome to the new podcast.
Hey, Paul, welcome to the new podcast. I'm noticing you're saying that. Is that because you don't know the name of the new podcast?
Let's pause for a moment and think about it, right?
I bet you can get the first two words.
It is this most.
Uh-huh, good so far.
What's the next two?
Unbelievable. Pause.
Pause, yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing a podcast on pausing.
I'm suddenly thinking about if this is a good idea. It's like when I was because I was writing yesterday on the topic of pause.
Yeah, you were.
And I was like, let's start a book. I was thinking chapter one, but technically it's chapter two, right? It's like, okay,
it's
no,
kind of chapter three. Yeah, it's sort of chapter three. Also, an introduction.
And the title of the chapter was just like pause.
Yes.
And it's like, all right, now stop. So it's like, what a weird way to start a book.
Start with stopping.
Start with stopping. So it's like, all right, so what should we do? Let's sit down and just whoa.
Just whoa.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we should go back and talk about how we started this.
I think we could. We decided to start this when I had COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about pause.
Yeah. So that was a unwelcome pause in my life.
Well, definitely an unexpected. No, I was going to say definitely unexpected one, but I suspect it was both.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
Yeah, it wasn't expected. It wasn't purposeful. It wasn't chosen. But was it a pause.
But sure was it. Yeah, yeah. It sure was. But it sure was.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We've been talking about maybe doing a second podcast channel for a while.
Yeah.
You know, it's like talk about it and then, okay, do other stuff. Then comes up again. It's like, okay, do other stuff. Comes right up again. And after a while, it's like, are we going to do this or not? And, you know, we kicked around a couple of ideas on what a second podcast channel would look like. One mm-hmm. exclusively for students, or is it going to mm-hmm. be about blah, or is it going to be about, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think we just really thought it would be a good idea to just kind of pause and see how it sort of settles out.
Yeah. And then we kept talking about pausing.
Yeah.
We have some permission to pause cards that we give people.
We do.
We've done a workshop, or was it a workshop or a presentation, I guess, on pausing?
It's come up in both.
Yeah.
It's come up in both. It comes up in everything that we do pretty much together.
Right.
And for a variety of reasons.
Yeah. And I think in our work together and our lives separate, we do a lot of pausing, I would say.
We do.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is, like you said, sort of foisted upon us involuntarily.
Yep.
You will pause if you like it or not. You will pause.
Red lights have a way of doing that to you.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And so it's like there's all these opportunities where your directions are to hurry up and wait. Mm-hmm. You know, at red lights, standing in line at the grocery store, a sudden illness, or you know, you're waiting in the waiting room at a hospital, or you're waiting in the waiting room at the dentist. You know, not everything has to be as dire as the hospital.
Right.
In line for a concert, you know, you're waiting in the delivery room for this baby. You're waiting for it's like how much of your time do we spend in a state of suspended pause?
Right.
You know, waiting for something to happen. And this podcast is not about all the different ways that we find ourselves not able to do the thing that we're trying to do because of some unforeseen thing.
Right.
This is a slightly more intentional, I guess, approach to pausing. And the way that I'm thinking about it is how often do you and I, when we're having a conversation, it's like, you know what? Hang on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a second. Hang on a sec. You know?
Yep.
We pause all the time.
Right.
And I think what we've both come to appreciate is that things happen in that pause.
Yeah.
And the full knowledge that a lot of times the best thing to do is not to jump immediately into the thing that feels like needs to happen next.
Yeah. Sometimes I think the moments I know I need the pause the most are the moments where I don't want to pause, actually.
Yeah, when things feel the most urgent.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, emergencies notwithstanding, right. You know,
it's no like one's not bleeding talking about, here.
Yeah. You know, come across a car wreck on the, you know, in the road and it's like, you know what? I could help that person. Let me just hang on for a second. It's like, no, go help the person.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
One must be reasonable in one's decisions to pause. But that's it though. It's like making it, if you're making a decision to pause,
yes.
Might not be a bad idea to explore that.
Right. Yeah. So what's the opportunity that a pause provides?
I find, for me, that pausing, the opportunity that it provides is the opportunity to not be reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after 51, give or take, 51 years, those feelings that are like super, super urgent, when we have the feelings like, oh my God, we have to do this thing right now, or this is how I'm feeling right this second, so I need to do that thing.
Uh-huh.
That's how you end up with like 5 cans of Pringles in the passenger seat next to you. That's how we make impulse buys that we regret as soon as you walk out of the store. You know, not all the wisest courses of actions are demanded of us in that immediate, you know, you do this right now kind of way.
Right.
You know, those really strong urges to do things that aren't necessarily the best for us oftentimes settle very, very quickly.
Right.
Boy, I feel like punching this person in the face. And it's like, you know what? Maybe pause for a moment and don't punch the person in the face.
Right.
I can all but guarantee that it's probably not going to end in a way that is productive where you look back on it and think, boy, that sure was a good idea to punch that person in the face. I'm so glad I didn't do that. You know, and so is the person. So it's like everybody wins by
right.
Just taking a minute. And so it comes down to a little bit more than cooler heads prevailing.
Yeah.
But cooler heads usually choose wiser courses of action than
right.
Than that. What are some of the situations you've been in when pausing is a good idea?
Well,
I think I do it more with action. You do it more with feeling.
I think.
That
could be true. I know I do. A lot of times I think the first feeling that feels loudest isn't necessarily the most alive. It's just the loudest, right? So sometimes if something happens, you know, there's within me sometimes, I'm sure I'm the only one, within me there's like a toddler who will throw a tantrum, right? And the tantrum toddler tends to be pretty loud,
mm-hmm.
but also within me is the logical adult human, right? And so if a situation happens and I only listen to the toddler, my response is within the emotional skill set of a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
But if I pause, then sometimes I can sort of quiet the toddler and see, does anyone else have something to say? And I don't say this in a way of being like disparaging to my emotional skill set. I think most mm-hmm. people have mm-hmm. that toddler within,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think sometimes when I feel a strong emotion come on, there's real power to the pause to try to figure out, well, what's actually going on here,
mm-hmm.
right? It's kind of like, any moment, you know, I think about watching like QVC or some sort of like order television show, and like the idea is act now, right?
Right.
Because if you pause and think about it, you'll think, will I really use this monkey paw back scratcher?
Don't wait.
Yeah, don't wait. Call now. Because if you think about it, you'll make a different decision.
Right.
So
QVC does not give people the opportunity for the slow yes.
No. Yeah. So any occasion where something in me is saying, act now, I think the pause is productive in asking, why? Why now?
Yeah. And this has really made its way into the Paul and Sherry policy manual.
Yeah.
That's something that we could do. The policy manual.
Yeah. I like that.
We have these, I don't know what you would call them, like our 10 commandments, our dictum.
Yeah.
Dicta, I guess, is the plural of dictum.
Sure.
Dictas?
It's not dicti, I'll tell you that.
It's not dicti. No, that's something different. Like I said, it's like the slow yes and the fast no. Yeah. You know, it's like if anybody ever needs an answer right now, the answer is no.
Yeah.
And that's just sort of the way that it is. And if the answer can't wait for me to process, then you're not being asked respectfully to begin with, mm-hmm. you know, or intentionally to begin with. You're being asked because of their needs, not your needs.
Right.
And so it's like, it's no. It's like, can you wait till tomorrow? Because I'm going to like hang out for a second, sleep on it, see how we feel tomorrow. Can you respect that? If the answer is no, then mm-hmm. make it easy on me then.
Yeah.
Deuces.
Yeah.
If the answer is yeah, sure. Like, great, appreciate that. You know, I'll let you know. And then it's easier to say yes with confidence, and it's easier to craft the email saying no if the answer is no.
Yeah.
Which has happened many times with both of us. It's mm-hmm. like, you know what, sounds like a great opportunity, but I don't think it's an opportunity for me. You know, I'd love to help you find the person, but I can't be yet. You know, it's easy to write the next day.
Right. Yeah. You know? I mean,
especially if you're uncomfortable just like answering people in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I find that there's some real opportunity in just the question of when do you need to know?
Yeah.
It's
a timeline. Right?
Because asking that question is ultimately a delay tactic for me, mm-hmm. but it gives me the opportunity of the pause in a way that saves face.
Yeah.
Right? I'm engaged. I'm inquiring for more information. I'm committing to nothing.
Yeah.
And I did that recently with an email exchange when I was trying to really feel out whether something was a yes or a no for me. When do you need to know? The email I got back was as soon as possible. By the time I got that as soon as possible, I knew it was possible for me to say no.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
You know, if nothing else, email's given us that.
Oh, that's true.
I guess. Yeah, we also pause, though, when it's like, we're having a conversation and something really interesting happens. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's pause that for a second. Let's talk about this other thing for a minute. You know, so we do this all the time. We have these little short sidebar pause. There's something here that probably ought to get talked about that's interesting.
Yeah.
That some productivity might come out of.
Right.
And oftentimes I've said, why not record those and release them as part of it?
Yes, they're the side conversations.
It's a whole podcast about the side conversations.
That's kind of what it is.
For the actual conversations, go to the other podcast channel that we've had for 112, 113 episodes, you know.
Yep, but these are our B-lines.
Yeah, this is the B-sides, the B-lines. This is the director's
B-story,
cut.
This is
the stuff on the, what's the stuff on the cutting room floor look like, you know?
It's just a bunch of chopping tiles.
It's a 20-minute chopping.
Yeah.
So these are going to be a little shorter. Yeah, it's not long form.
Yeah. But there's opportunity in the pause. I think, you know, there's caution in the pause. I think there's also room for celebration in the pause.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens when we pause together over this podcast.
Yeah, let's do it. And there's certainly room for self-compassion in the pause.
Ah, yes.
You know, the best thing for me to do for myself is to just like hang out for a second.
Check in,
do a check down. That's what the body scan is good for.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Know, that doesn't get talked about too much.
Well, it might later. Another pause.
Yeah. So this is all kinds of pausing going on here.
All kinds of pausing.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a miracle if we get anything done with all this pausing.
Yeah. So. Well, Paul, it's been a pleasure pausing with
you. Yeah, it's been a pleasure pausing. Ooh, that's hard to say. It's been a pleasure pausing with you too.
You should try it with the word Paul in there. It was really a miracle I got it all out there.
Paul, I don't know. We've probably
it's been a pleasure pausing with Paul.
Perhaps we'll rename this podcast into anyway.
Yeah, no, we probably won't
do that.
That would take more work.
It would take more work and a different FCC license, I think, to call it that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Sherry. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.